This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The Ball State community is finishing up spring semester, 13 months after students, faculty, and staff had to vacate campus during the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. The last week of classes is next week. Final exams the week after that, with commencement on Saturday, May 8th. Meanwhile, the campus and the nation are processing the guilty verdict in the murder trial of a Minneapolis police officer. And university officials are anticipating new federal dollars coming in to refresh particular budget lines strained by the pandemic. Joining us for another Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Good morning, Stan. It's good to be with you.
It's always good to have you here. It's been a wrenching week for many Americans as the jury in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, found him guilty of the murder of George Floyd. You sent out an email earlier in the week to the Ball State community regarding that trial. Would you please highlight your message to those off campus? What do you want the people of Indiana to know?
So as you indicated, I sent an email to the campus community on Monday evening, shortly after the verdict was announced. And as you probably know, some other college and university presidents sent similar messages. But some of my colleagues made some pretty sweeping pronouncements about the historic significance of the conviction, and they made some bold predictions about the future. Frankly, candidly, I don't think I have the capacity to predict the future or to assess at this point in current conditions to assess the historic impact of the case. So I thought it was my role really just to speak to my colleagues, to our faculty and staff, to our students, to our neighbors here in East Central Indiana. And so I shared really kind of three points. First of all, that certainly I and many of us can appreciate that many people, particularly African Americans, many people were anxious about the trial. They're frustrated, and that anxiety had been heightened by other recent events. And I wanted to communicate my sense of being aware of that reality. Wanted the people to know that I was aware of their perspectives, even though I couldn't fully relate to their experiences. But I know their feelings are genuine. And as I said in the email, I wanted them to know that they deserved our respect and our support. The second point was I wanted every member of the campus community to know that we have more work to do. We've got more work to do to make our own campus and our own community more equitable and inclusive. I think we've made good progress in that regard, but again, we have more work to do. And the third thing I wanted them to know was that as a member of the university community, I want to continue to work in partnership with the other members of our university community to achieve that worthwhile goal.
The United States Department of Justice announced that it will be investigating the Minneapolis Police Department, its culture and its actions leading to George Floyd's murder. That announcement was made by your former boss, Attorney General now, Merrick Garland. You worked with Mr. Garland when you were a federal prosecutor. How do you believe that he will guide this investigation and the Department of Justice?
Well, I think, first of all, it's from what I understand, the Minneapolis Police Department actually welcomed the inquiry and the support of the Justice Department. Sometimes in these instances, the police department resists that, which makes it problematic. But I think in this instance, I think the Minneapolis Police Department recognized that they have more work to do and that the federal Department of Civil Rights, Division of Civil Rights, could provide some expertise and guidance. And so I think the Attorney General will ensure that the Department of Justice brings those resources, that expertise to bear, and works in partnership with the city and with the police department in Minneapolis to make the necessary improvements. I'm encouraged by this next step.
And what do you remember of working with Merrick Garland?
He's smart. He is committed to justice. He is both passionate about the cause of equal justice, but also very measured and deliberate in the way he conducts these inquiries. And so, as I say, I think I'm encouraged by his leadership and by the by the fact of this additional support or this inquiry.
Returning to Indiana now, the state legislature is wrapping up business. The budget has been passed with a large sum of federal money coming to the state for education. Will Ball State benefit from that windfall of federal dollars?
Yes, although I wouldn't characterize it as a windfall, Stan. As you know, we've incurred significant extraordinary expenses for more than 14 months now, and we're going to incur more of those extraordinary expenses for many months to come. And we've also lost some revenue in housing and dining and a modest enrollment decline in our freshman class. So the federal funding will help reimburse us for those expenses and compensate for the lost revenue. That will also, as you know, enable us to provide additional critical additional financial support to our students. So I'm grateful for this support, and it will help ensure that that our university's long-term financial strength is maintained.
And now we'll shift gears here over to sports, to a subject that has been on your mind quite a bit. What can you tell us about that spring football game coming up?
Yes, you asked me last week about the question of whether people could attend, and I didn't know the answer but I do now. Yes, there will be public attendance will be permitted. It will be limited attendance, and so fans have to reserve a free ticket by going to the athletics website. Of course, we'll require the health and safety protocols. We'll require that masks be worn, and we'll separate the seating and ensure that physical distancing will be in place. But yes, the public can attend and hope that they will come out and watch the practice and get excited about the fall football campaign.
And the date of that game is going to be on?
The spring game is Saturday, May 1st at 11 a.m. at the Shoe.
At the Shoe. Well, on that note, we will shoo out of here right now. So thank you very much, President Jeff Mearns, for being with us again this week for a pandemic update.
Well done, Stan. Good to be with you.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. For IPR News, I'm Stan Solers.